Hey, Campus Relayers. Welcome to the second episode of the Campus Relay for Life podcast. So much has happened in the past 2 weeks. We upgraded our microphones, fixed the picture size, had a ton of subscribers and listeners, and we maxed out the popularity scale on iTunes. Thank you all so much for helping us improve and making this podcast a successful form of communication amongst the Relay for Life community. Now, let's tackle another topic. This episode on the Campus Relay for Life podcast, we're discussing the best practices for effective communication with team captains. Joining me as a co-host for this episode is someone I know quite well. He's on the CAC board at the Rochester Institute of Technology and is a member of the North Regional Campus Leadership Team. My brother, Alex Vadenhauer. Hey, Alex, how's it going?
I'm doing pretty well. How are you, Will?
I'm good. So I want to start off by talking with you about some of the things that you guys do up at RIT to communicate well with your team captains.
Oh, cool. Okay. Well, at RIT, we're really trying to up our game with team captains this year, because last year we did have some good interaction with them, but there were still some times when things were unclear. And so we really want to make it so that, you know, we're in a very constant communication with team captains, really letting them know what's going on at all times, not just sort of telling them, hey, there's a relay, sign up, and then having them show up and having to figure it out at the event. So one of the first things we're doing is we're going to have 5 team captain meetings this year. We're going to have one sort of right at the end of the semester coming up in a couple of weeks that'll really get people started, get a good push over the winter break. And then we're going to have 4 over the course of next semester leading up to the event. And so let's see here. We're right now, the goal in the spring is to do on those weeks when we have it, because they're going to be bi-weekly, on the weeks when we have those meetings, we're going to try to do maybe one on Wednesday and the other on Thursday, or just every other meeting we'll just alternate Wednesday, Thursday, so that we can have, you know, more people be able to make it to these meetings, because we'll have them on different days. At our school, everyone's busy all the time. You know, you can never really find a time that everyone's that works for everyone to meet. So we'll have those team captain meetings, and then we're also putting together a website that we will refer team captains and their teammates and participants, you know, anyone else, you know, coming to the event, that we can refer them to that website. And so that has basic FAQs about the event. You know, we've got, you know, like, what is relay? You know, do we sleep there? You know, do we have to run? Are we allowed to run? The answer is no.
Correction, the answer is yes, actually, but,
well,
it's discouraged.
Yeah, we... And, you know, like, are we allowed to bring, you know, anything with wheels in? And the answer is no, because, you know, kids tried to ride longboards in the past and wiped out and hurt people. So, you know, now we, you know, we list all of the rules, all the, you know, everything, what we encourage. You know, we want your team to have an on-site fundraiser, stuff like that. And so all that information we're putting on the website so that team captains know, and they can refer their friends to it. And then the teammates also know. And so if you have any questions, you don't have to come to us first. You can check the website. You can find it out on your own. And then you can come to us for clarification. We're also going to put things, you know, like the event waiver and stuff like that on there, so people, again, can download that. They don't have to contact us. That way, if they also can't make it to team captain meetings, they still have access to those resources.
That's awesome. I really like the idea of having a website, because I know that there are several of the bigger events that have their own website aside from just the generic relay ones. And I think having your own website, it kind of helps. It makes it a little bit more personal for everybody. And at the same time, I think it kind of, you avoid some of the bugs and issues that might be going on with a regular website. So I think having one of those that's just for team captains is a great idea. Is there anything else you do to recognize your team captains or to thank them for the work that they do?
In terms of recognizing team captains, there's not a whole lot we do to recognize them, you know, being a team captain. In terms of recognizing our top teams, we do a lot for that, but we don't necessarily recognize captains for being captains. You know, we are an up-and-coming event. This is only going to be our 5th year doing this event at RIT. And, you know, we've had some astounding growth, but we're still, you know, coming through, you know, that learning phase, still, you know, making it up as we go here. But yeah, so that's one of the things we've actually been trying to work on this year is finding a way to, you know, make sure everyone feels like they're being acknowledged for the awesome things that they're doing. You know, cause last year we had 1300 participants. This year we'll probably have 1500 or more. And so we're really trying to find a way so that, you know, everyone feels like they're doing their part, not just like, you know, they're one person in this big event. So if anyone has any suggestions, you know, let Will know and he'll pass them on.
Absolutely. We're always looking for suggestions here at the Campus Relay Podcast. Thank you for all of those ideas, Alex. In just a minute, we've got write-ins and another guest calls into the show. By the way, huge shout out to the band Parachute for letting us use their music for this. We now have real songs instead of little clips that we paid $10 for the licenses to.
And now it's time for everyone's favorite segment, write-ins. This is the part of the show where we read off ideas that people have submitted, either by commenting on our Facebook posts or by emailing us at relaypodcast@gmail.com. This first one comes from Jenna Longen at Valparaiso University. She comments on Facebook that they have team captain meetings with a food incentive and weekly or bi-weekly emails. We think this is a great idea because you got to stay in constant contact with your team captains. You got to remind them that, hey, you guys made a team. You signed up. You made a commitment. Now, you know, let's do it. Let's fundraise. Let's recruit those people because, you know, without the team captains, you know, you're not going to have a successful event. And obviously, everyone loves food, so the more food you make available, the more people that are going to come.
Our next write-in comes from Rebecca Yabara, one of our lovely staff partners for the Southeast Regional Team. She writes, "Team ambassadors, having members of the committee assigned to different teams and communicating all info to them that way. As teams sign up, I copy the VP of team development, and then they assign the team to someone in their subcommittee. I work with the VP to make sure they have all updates and info, and then they send it to their subcommittee to share the info. I think that's a really smart idea. It helps keep everybody organized, and that way your staff partner and committee are always on the same page." And then I have another one from Kat Seckler from Sacred Heart University. They also have team captain meetings, but she writes, "We also have a Relay for Life email through the school so we can reach out to people interested in being a team captain. I think that's a really good idea, not just for team captains, but for anybody that has questions. I think it's really convenient that they have a school email that people can contact for stuff like that."
This last one comes from longtime listener, second-time write-in Adam Ford, another staff partner from the Southeast team. Adam recommends streaming your team captain meetings using Facebook Live. He also suggests using Facebook Live in between meetings to continually coach your team captains. Like I mentioned before, it's always important to stay in constant contact with your teams, and Adam's idea is an excellent way to keep the energy high and motivate your team captains.
I love that last one. I think it's a great way to draw attention to your meetings and post something a little bit different on your social media sites. Now we have another guest calling in. From Hopkinton High School, she is one of the high school chairs for the Southeast Regional Team. Please welcome Olivia Spar. Hi, Olivia. How's it going?
Hey, Will. How are you?
Good. So what do you all do at Hopkinton to engage your team captains?
So one of the best programs that we just started using about 2 years ago was the Team Ambassadors program, which connects one ELT member with about 8 to 10 team captains. And this has worked really well for us because it gets more one-on-one attention between someone who's really involved with our relay specifically and knows the ins and outs, and a team captain who could be just starting on their first year or could be in their 10th year of relaying and want to know more about what they can do to make an impact. So we didn't know what to expect when we started this Team Ambassadors program, but it's been awesome for the time that we've been doing it.
Nice. And how long exactly have you been doing it?
This will be our third year of it.
Sweet. And you said it's been pretty successful so far. Is there anything in particular that you've noticed works really well about it?
Well, I think the fact that one person is responsible for reaching out on a regular basis to team captains holds the team captains accountable for fundraising and getting in their forms and attending the team captain meetings, because it's not just one mass email from our staff partner to 100 team captains. Instead, it's one personal email from a student to another student or a student to a community member. So that's worked really well. And also at the team captain meetings, we split up into small groups and have small group discussions on different aspects of Relay. So that's also worked well in engaging people, again, rather than just sitting there and listening to the event leads talk and shoot out all this information. They're having a discussion on how they can improve and feeling more comfortable to ask questions to a fellow student or a fellow Relayer.
That's awesome. So you guys kind of break a lot of it down into like smaller groups instead of just having a lot of team captains trying to work together with a massive committee. You kind of break it down into smaller groups. Have you seen people form like better relationships that way and be more productive because of that?
I definitely think so. And I think just again, people feel more comfortable to ask a question to someone when they have made that connection and they feel that our team ambassadors are more approachable just because they've been communicating with them all year. And we really try to establish those connections in other ways by sending them holiday cards or sending them little notes of appreciation so that right from the beginning, they know that we are here for them and that they have multiple resources to use when they need help.
I like how you mentioned that you like send holiday cards. I think recognition is really important, especially for team captains, because they're doing a lot of work. They're not on the committee, but they're still doing a lot of work, and they're kind of like the backbone of Relay. Do you do anything else that helps to recognize the work that the team captains have done and or to encourage them to keep doing it?
Yeah, so at Relay, we have actually, not at my relay, but at a relay that I've talked to, they have a VIP station for team captains where they give them different food throughout the night, whether it's hot chocolate or breakfast in the morning, just to, again, recognize the team captains for all the work they've put in. And also it helps kind of promote the job that the team captains do and encourage other people to step up and be team captains. And at my relay as well, we have specific challenges for our team captains. A lot of times we do recruitment challenges, so the team that gets the most people signed up by a certain date, that team captain will win a prize. A lot of times it's a Relay for Life bag or a t-shirt, something like that, because we do know that the team captains behind the scenes are doing a lot of the work for recruitment and really getting their team ready for the year.
That's awesome. I love how you have competitions just for team captains, because I think a lot of times we have individual fundraising competitions or like team competitions and stuff like that. But the fact that you have something that's just for team captains, I think is really interesting, and I'm assuming is pretty effective.
Yeah, definitely.
All right, sweet. Is there anything else that you wanted to mention about your team captains?
Again, with the recognition piece, we try to really showcase team captains when they do something awesome, whether it's at the team captain meetings and asking them to share a fundraising idea, or if it's on social media and kind of doing a team captain of the week kind of thing. Just little things go a long way. So I think, especially with the team captains, sometimes they feel their work goes unnoticed, but we try to make sure they know that we appreciate them.
All right, Olivia, thank you so much for those ideas. In just a moment, the Will's World segment has a new name, plus updates from around the Campus Relay universe. Last time, we called this segment Will's World, but it has since been renamed. It's now called Will's Ways. We'll see how long this one lasts. I've been a team captain for the past several years, and I've also seen the other side of that, which is trying to communicate with all of the team captains. In my personal experience, in order to make team captain meetings successful, you have to advertise them really well and have an incentive for the team captains to show up. One method that I've seen be successful is having a points system. We mentioned this a few times last week to help committee engagement, and I've seen this work really well for team captains. At the event, the team captains were able to exchange points for campsite selection, being DJ for an hour, and getting food for their team. Other incentives for team captains to show up to meetings can include food and relay merchandise.
Before we go, we have a few updates from the national and North Region teams. There is a Campus On Air webinar coming up on Tuesday the 29th about how to make winter break productive. Also, in February, there will be a Fund the Mission 72-hour fundraising challenge. We highly encourage you to have a local challenge in addition to the national challenge during that time to help you raise even more. In addition, the North team is also producing a monthly newsletter with important information. If you're in the North region, we highly recommend that you take a look at it. And even if you're not, there's still a lot of good information there. If you want to be added to the mailing list, please contact any member of the North team. Our contact information can be found on the Campus Relay for Life website, campus.relayforlife.org. If you're not sure what region you are in or have any other questions, you can find that information on the website as well.
That's it for the second episode of the Campus Relay Podcast. If you have any questions, comments, suggestions for future episodes, or would like to be on as a guest, shoot us an email at relaypodcast@gmail.com. No spaces. Special thanks to Joe Sluk and Lafayette College Radio for helping to make this possible. Also, thank you to everyone that submitted ideas used in this podcast, and a huge thank you to Alex Vadenhauer and Olivia Spar for recording with us. Next week, we are changing our release day. These first two episodes were released on Saturdays, but thanks to some marketing advice from Lauren on the national team, we will now be releasing episodes on Sunday afternoons/evenings. From all of us on the Southeast Regional Campus Leadership Team
and the North Regional Campus Leadership Team,
thank you so much for listening and being amazing volunteers. If you've enjoyed this episode, share it with other people you know that are involved with Relay. We'll see you in 2 weeks. Until then, keep up the good work.